I don't envy modern parents, like Lou, for example. Why? Because it just feels like raising a child in this day and age is just a minefield, especially when it comes to technology.
Yeah, devices are the bane of my life, I'm going to be honest and say that's the case. To find out what is happening, not just in my life, but in a lot of people's lives with young kids at the moment, best-selling author and our parenting expert, Dr. Justin Coulson, joins us. Justin, screen time and screen addiction, it's a real thing, isn't it?
Increasingly. I read a report recently from some researchers who said that the addiction properties of screens are equivalent or greater than heroin, cocaine,
really?
Tobacco.
What?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
No, so when I say to my son, I'm taking the computer away or I'm taking the game away, and he gets genuinely upset and he pleads with me not to take it away, that's what it's all about, isn't it?
It is. Look, I've worked with families and spoken with families who have had children who become violent in those cases. You know, they say, if you take that away from me, I'm gonna, and they do. They trash the lounge room, they smash the television, they put holes in walls. I know one mum who had to call the ambulance when her son punched dad in the nose for, you know, trying to take the device away and completely broke his face.
Oh.
That's obviously an extreme example,
yes.
But this kind of thing is happening because the addiction is so real.
But isn't part of the problem that the parents are half addicted or probably as addicted themselves? Because, like, we're all addicted.
I'm not sure if you can be half addicted, man. I think you're either addicted or you're not. It's kind of like pregnant. Look, adults have got problems. There's no doubt. This is not just a child issue. This is unquestionably an issue for adults as well. And we are not setting a good example for our children at all in general. But even if we are getting it right, our children, they still want their devices. Bill Gates was in the news a couple of weeks ago saying no devices before age 14. And I applaud that. I think that he's actually right because of what I'm seeing. I've done a bit of an about face. I used to say technology is neither good nor bad, it's what we do with it that matters.
Mm-hmm.
I don't believe that anymore. When you look at Facebook, you look at Apple, you look at Google, you look at Snapchat. Look, a study came out of the UK just 3 or 4 days ago. 1,500 adolescent youth, they found that Snapchat, Instagram, Facebook and Twitter, the worst four platforms for well-being. In other words, the longer we're on those platforms, the more our well-being suffers, mainly because of social comparison. But the way these things are being engineered now, you know, there are hundreds, thousands of engineers who are sitting there trying to find ways to keep us on that
screen.
Platform. Because while we're on that platform, we're not doing other things. We're not on the other platforms. And it's all about eyeballs, right?
The
more people are staring at Facebook, the fewer people are staring at Snapchat, which means more money for Facebook.
Okay, so let's say in the case of, let's say Lou is an example, right? So let's say you've got a child who uses screens right now. What would you suggest? Would you suggest a weaning the child off, or once the child has gotten used to it, is it impossible to wean a child off?
Yeah, what do you do, Justin?
Once the horse bolts, it can be pretty hard. I think we need to look at this from an age perspective. So for younger children, you can clearly, unquestionably control and set limits.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't think that we should be heavily controlling, but I think what we do need to do is explain what we expect, explore what they'd like, and then work out a reasonable solution. I recommend using technology tickets. They're available for free at my website. You've got a 15-minute technology ticket, a 30-minute technology ticket, and a 60-minute technology ticket. And depending on the age of your kids and how long they want to play, you give them their technology ticket once they've earned it, and then you use the oven timer. And when the oven timer goes off, time's up. I don't care what part of the mission you're up to, what part of the level, what part of the game, that's time.
For older
kids, that doesn't work so well, which means we've got to actually have conversations with them. We've got to decide what's appropriate and what's not. You know, once they've got a phone, they've got it with them all the time. So is it okay to pull it out at the dinner table? Is it okay to have it in their bedroom? No, that's right. That's my answer as well. But every family's got to work that out for themselves. And then it's about going through this incessant dance on an almost daily basis where you review and revisit and remind.
And remind. That's the reminding part. Okay, now, that's remind. Your time. Time to get off now. No, right now. Ah, yes, I'm very familiar with it, but at least I feel like I'm kind of on the right track. So thank you so much, Dr. Justin Coulson, for kind of giving us, helping us navigate this minefield that is screens.
Thanks, Lou. Thanks, Matt.
And, Justin, before you go, where can people find more info on all the great material that you're producing on parenting?
Look, I've got a DVD that helps parents give their kids a healthy digital diet. Since you asked, I'm going to go with a shameless plug. It's at happyfamilies.com.au.
Beautiful.
And you know, if you want to just keep your kids safe online, check out the digital license from the Alana and Madeline Foundation. It's possibly, I'm pretty sure it is the best one in the country. I don't get anything for telling you about it, but I think it's fabulous. And if you're worried about your kids being safe, that's the best place to start.
Great stuff.
Perfect. Right. Thank you.
There he is, Dr. Justin Coulson.